Sailor Scouts, it's your girl Sailor P here, and okay, it is 1 o'clock in the morning, so I'm trying to make this quick because I shouldn't be up at this time because I gotta go to work later on. But I decided to get up and get this out because yesterday was my birthday and I had a blast. It was my three besties, Chad, Grace, and Brittany, who came. First off, it was me and Grace for the first hour of when we got there, because we both got there at the same time. You know, we were just sitting talking and eating pizza and stuff like that. So once Chad got there, we started playing the games and stuff. Chad was beating our butts. He was really beating our butts up in I think it was a DC fighting game, and then there was another fighting game that we played, and he was kicking our tails. Like, it was really, like, for me it was sad because I'm like, okay, I love to fight, and like, I'm fucking losing. And then on top of that, we did a racing game, and guess who came in like fifth? Me. I came in fifth. Like, fighting and racing are my thing, and I am losing at both, and it was not good. Not good at all for me. But I love it. I love how Chad was like, when he was playing the DC fighting game, like, he literally had to get down, like, squat down to the button level to, like, beat Grace and me. It was so funny. Like, he literally got down on his knees pressing the buttons and stuff like that. And it was so fun. Because we went to Safari Land. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. We went to Safari Land. And every time we would play the game, we actually got these cards that you can use the next time you play. It's a game that I've never seen before in Safari Land, but it's actually pretty dope. So if y'all ever go to Safari Land, you should play that game. It's a DC fighting game. I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of it. But it's a DC fighting game because we got character cards from that game. And then we played the bunny game, the shooting bunny game. And Grace and Chad didn't know that they didn't need to pull the trigger. And Chad was just like, Angel, like, your high score is like out there. Like, look at your high score. And then when me and Grace had failed a mission because Chad had died, he had restarted his, and me and Grace put, you know, ours down, like our little guns down, and he realized that you don't need to pull the trigger to shoot. Him and Grace were pulling the trigger. I wasn't. Like, because it said up top, like, you don't really need to pull the trigger. All you need to do is, like, point. And Chad was like, so this is how you get your high score? From just, like, pointing at the screen? I said, yeah, it was up top. And he was like, so they got instructions and I gotta read them? And I was just cracking up. And then we got on the Tiger ride. I told Grace and Chad, like, it is not what you think. Like, it might look like a little roller coaster, but believe me when I say it is a roller coaster. Both of them were screaming at the top of their lungs, and I was just laughing at both of them because the Tiger ride is definitely the most fun out of all the rides, because you think, like, it's just a little harmless, you know, roller coaster because it's so small and close. But no ma'am, that is not the case with the Tiger Eye. It's definitely a different vibe, and it's the most fun. And we also got on the Tilt-A-Whirl, which, oh lord, after that we really had to sit down because our stomachs was doing flips and whirling and twirling and all that other stuff. And not only that, my nieces and nephews, they came, and also my cousins, they came, and they had a good time, even though they were kind of sleepy and tired because, you know, they just got out of school and stuff like that. And I didn't really expect them to come because of that, but they came, and they, you know, of course, kids, they want to do some things and stuff like that before we had to go. So I spent some time with all of them and my niece made Grace go on the Max flight. The Max flight is like the only way I can explain it is like a dreidel. It's like a dreidel that spins around, goes up, down, front, back, backwards, forwards, all that. Like, it really spins you around. And oh my goodness, that is so crazy. My niece and Grace did it, and then Brittany and her daughter did it. It was so crazy. Three of them were screaming when they were in the ride or whatever. Brittany said she didn't scream, but it was definitely a ride that she don't want to go on no more. But she didn't try the Tiger Ride, but her daughters did with my niece, and they were like, that was awesome. I'm like, yeah, the Tiger Ride is definitely awesome. It was definitely a birthday that I will definitely remember for the rest of my life because it was so much fun. And to top it all off, Miss Brittany, who is AKA Quirky Girl, Cupcakery, that is Quirky Girl Cupcakery, with her new business out. If you want a cake done, or cupcakes, or, you know, just a little pastry done, please go and visit her new business page and basically hit her up, because she made my cake, and it was delicioso, very delicioso. So it's Quirky Girl Cupcakery. I think I said that right. If I don't say that right, it will definitely be in the description, okay? Because I really want y'all to go and check her out, get them cakes, get them cupcakes, get them pastries, get all that, because my cake was the bomb. Everybody was eating it because I had a cookies and cream cake, and oh my god, I love it so much. It was definitely the best. I'm so mad at myself because I didn't take a picture of it. But it was definitely a cake that I want made again. And guess what? It did not have buttermilk in it, and it had vegan butter in it. And I don't know, I never been like to a vegan place or never tried a vegan thing or whatever. If I have, I probably don't remember what it was. But well, I think miso soup is vegan. Yeah, because it has tofu in it. But I don't know. The vegans, they might have a little something there. Because I told her that not everybody can have buttermilk. And so she had substituted the buttermilk with a vegan type of butter. And that was really good. it was really good. So, okay, vegans, if you're vegan out there, y'all might be on to something. Y'all might be on to something. So, if you guys, once again, want birthday cake done or some cupcakes or any type of pastry done, please go to her business page, Quirky Girl Cupcakery. That's Quirky Girl Cupcakery. Please, 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 please for me. Please go check her out. That also will be in the description of the podcast, so you guys can, you know, check her out and visit her Facebook page. Get them cakes, get them cupcakes, enjoy the best, like literally the best, like cake of your life. Period. And I just want to thank everybody who wished me a happy birthday and came to celebrate me. For once in my life, I actually did not have to worry about anything else other than just who all coming. Anything else that, you know, that's happening in my life, it was put on the back burner. I didn't want it to control, you know, didn't want it to control everything that was going on. That was, you know, at the little get together and stuff. Everybody had fun, and we are definitely doing it again. We're going to bowl next time because everybody wants to bowl next time, and go to the little casino in the back. So I'm definitely gonna plan to do that the next time we go to Safari Land. So yeah, it was a great birthday. Been here 28 years now. 28 years. Here's to 28 more. That's like what, 56? 56 years, half a century. Well, we'll make it to a century. We'll try to make it that old. And if I can still remember that I do have a podcast or whatever at that age, I'll try to let you know how that party goes. But as always, Sailor Scouts, I would like for you guys to stay safe. As usual, try to, you know, stay warm because it is getting colder and it also is snowing. Oh, that's why I was worried because it was snowing. I did not expect it to snow on my birthday. I thought it was going to snow on Christmas Day. And like, oh, we finally got a white Christmas. But nope. It decided to snow on my birthday. That is the most craziest thing ever. But I had fun. I had fun. Everybody else had fun. We had great cake. And it was a great day. Literally a great day. And I hope to do it again next year. Or, you know, whenever we decided to not be adults no more and just want to be kids for a little while. I would love that. I would love to drop off responsibility at the door and just come in and be a kid again. And that's it. That's it. I just want to be a kid again. So, once again, if you guys want to get your cakes, get your cupcakes, please go to Quirky Girl Cupcakery. Okay? Quirky Girl Cupcakery. And I will put that in the description of the podcast. And as always, Sailor Scouts, Sailor P says, I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you.